Hello, this is Carla Galdo, here to introduce to you our next well-read mom novel, Ruth, by Elizabeth Gaskell. For some of you, this may be a welcome return to a milieu that you enjoy. Readers of Jane Austen might find the dramatic interactions of individuals and families a bit familiar, although Gaskell enters territory perhaps more like that of Charles Dickens, with her depiction of the full range of village life, the plight of the struggling middle classes, and the suffering and working poor. The Victorian context of Gaskell's novel is what makes its plot, theme, and characters so striking. Published only 3 years after Nathaniel Hawthorne's Scarlet Letter, it takes on the same theme of the so-called fallen woman, which was quite central to the social consciousness of the time. For many Victorians, the traditional structures of family and community held in such high regard were being assaulted by the upheavals caused by industrialization. For the first time, the home was no longer the main space of production. Men, women, and children were thrust into the world of mechanization and the wilds of the marketplace. Women, especially poor women, toiling in the industrial workplace, were vulnerable to the encroachments of cross-class predators. Some even made recourse to prostitution in desperate situations. Like Charles Dickens, who is noted as one of her literary admirers, Gaskell pays deep attention to each one of her characters, both their interior life, as nuanced and conflicted as it might be, and their exterior choices. She attends to how their actions have ramifications in the lives of their family, community, and the rest of the world. Something you might particularly enjoy about this novel is that Gaskell's characters are not static. You'll notice that she's painted literary portraits of people who are able to change, to exhibit human failings and foibles that are displeasing, disgraceful, even sinful, but also, through self-reflection, repentance, and growth, to turn from these vices. Pay attention to the way all of these characters change and transform throughout the novel. Some characters will grow in wisdom, and some will remain fools. Tom Dolan notes in the introduction to Ruth that Gaskell hoped her novel would, quote, provoke debate about an active intervention in the suffering caused by the sexual double standard. Unquote. This, in turn, begs the question of the purpose of art, literary or otherwise. When we engage in art, creating it or observing it, ought it change us or the society that we move through? And how exactly does this work? If an author has in mind the social effect that her work might have, what differentiates it from simple propaganda or even a morality tale? Are you satisfied that Gaskell's story moves beyond those two categories? These are hopefully questions you can hold at the front of your mind as you enjoy the novel, Ruth. Happy reading!